Greetings from Malden. I reckon I had the Malden paper boat race in the bag. For months there'd been an eerie halo of light in the night sky above Malden, from sheds and outhouses where paranoid papier-mâché matelots furtively crafted their winning creations into the early hours. Pub takings had fallen away as the song of Dremels, rasps and swearing wafted into the night air. There were dark mutterings of spying and espionage as competitors beavered away behind triple-locked doors and blacked-out windows. To keep their hidden workshops secret, some of the more cunning contenders took to making detours via the Queen's Head pub, and just to be sure, they often stayed till closing time. As for me, I'd done pretty much nothing at all, apart from pop into the home furnishings department of Home Base, which is more than enough to raise suspicion round here. I reckoned, as my sailfish is just about the smallest craft in Malden, I'd simply wallpaper it, then plonk it in the model yacht pond and sail away to glory. Choosing the right paper wasn't easy, as it's some years since PBO has conducted any comprehensive comparative tests. But in the end, I settled on Flock for its well-known anti-fouling properties. After the race, if the weather cooperated, I might spend a week or two cruising to the farthest reaches of the pond. Well, that was the plan, but then the race rules arrived. They said you could use as much paper, glue, paint, ballast, varnish, but no epoxy or fiberglass resin, and paint as you like. 0.5 metres of sticky tape, 0.5 square metres of sailcloth, 2 metres of string, and 1 metre of dowel. Well, that scuppered my cunning plan to wallpaper my sailfish. Instead, my pal John Miller gave me one of his old entries, a tough and purposeful-looking black-hulled cutter. It was ostensibly made of papier-mâché, although the main structural ingredient was varnish, lots of it, and I have my suspicions that underneath the varnish was an entire Sunspot 15. There was one snag, though, as John explained. The self-steering's got a mind of its own. It goes all over the place, he said. So that'll be self-unsteering, John, I suggested. And he said, exactly. Well, we christened the craft Osmosis of Romford and set about the sea trials, which were fairly traumatic, but not because of the self-steering. Once we removed the self-steering, in fact, the boat steered pretty well. The trouble was I brought Bart along, my demented Jack Russell Terrier. He'd quickly determined that he couldn't eat the boat, and he couldn't hump it, so that just left the third option, killing it. Each time Osmosis of Romford neared the side of the pond, Bart went snarlingly ballistic. Several times I had to give him a fiver just to let go of the boat. I bundled Bart home, and when I returned, the model yacht pond had transformed into a pageant of rowdy colour, with all manner of likely and unlikely craft. There was even a PA announcer and a bookmaker called Lucky Jim, although one called Unlucky Jim would be a better bet. It's one of the great joys of Malden that things just seem to happen by themselves without the heavy hand of killjoy officialdom. Still, Osmosis of Romford had a problem. Osmosis. She had a rather soggy bottom, and that could prove terminal. As the gun went off, I gave her a shove, and she did a tight arc and came straight back. Even so, I was in better shape than a lot of the others. Quite a few fell over straight away, and several more sank immediately. As there was a prize for the first boat to sink, I suspect they had been designed for it. Meanwhile, Osmosis of Romford floundered around, like a one-eyed drunk with the patch over the wrong eye. But I wasn't going to give up. The winners were announced, then the runners-up, and the crowd began to thin. Osmosis rode lower and lower in the water, but still I struggled on, gamely jibing whenever I wanted her to tack. You'll have to take my word for it that I finished the course. Well, actually, I didn't really. Anyway, by then, everyone else had packed up and left. And by then, I was also absolutely shattered, because I'd covered more ground round the pond than hooking and slicing my way around an 18-hole golf course. Still, I've learned a lot, and I'm already planning my campaign for next year. What I want is a boat that sinks a lot quicker. And by the way, this year's Malden Paper Boat Race was organised by Jerry Courtney, Vanessa Lewis and friends, and all in all, they raised £355 for the RNLI. Well done, everyone.